From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. and British embassies in Yemen were closed today, with officials citing potential threats from the al-Qaeda branch there that has been linked to the failed bomb attack against a U.S. jetliner on Christmas Day. Deputy National Security Advisor John Brennan.
Al-Qaeda has been trying, in fact, to carry out such attacks over the past many months. We know that in November of 2008, they carried out such an attack against the embassy. We're continuing to track this. We know that there are a number of Al-Qaeda operatives who are determined to carry out such attacks. We're not going to let that happen, and if we have to close the embassy to ensure that we have the optimal security, we will do that.
Brennan was on Fox News Sunday today. More from NPR's Peter Kenyon.
Local employees were sent home and advised not to come to the embassy. There was no word on when it would reopen. The closure comes one day after U.S. General David Petraeus visited Yemen to discuss al-Qaeda with Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The U.S. plans to more than double its military and security aid to Yemen, which is battling a Shiite rebellion in the north and a secessionist movement in the south. The U.S. embassy in Yemen has been the target of previous attacks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
The Transportation Security Administration says passengers flying into the U.S. from certain countries will be subjected to enhanced screening techniques starting tomorrow, such as body scans and pat-downs. The agency says all passengers on U.S.-bound international flights will be subject to random screening from these countries. In addition, anyone traveling from or through nations regarded as state sponsors of terrorism, as well as other countries of interest, will be required to go through enhanced screening. The State Department lists Cuba, Iran, Sudan, and Syria as state sponsors of terrorism, and the other countries whose passengers will face heightened screening include Nigeria, Yemen, and Pakistan. The government of Iraq says it will support a lawsuit being brought in the U.S. against five employees of the private security company Blackwater, who are accused of killing 17 unarmed Iraqis in Baghdad. NPR's Quill Lawrence has the story.
The Iraqi government has requested that the U.S. Department of Justice review the case in which Blackwater guards allegedly opened fire at a crowded traffic circle on September 17, 2007. Both American and Iraqi investigators have concluded that the guards had not been fired upon and had no justification for using deadly force. The announcement that a federal court in Washington, D.C. has dropped the case against the guards because of improper use of evidence sparked outrage in Iraq. Family members of the victims and survivors of the incident charge that the U.S. government does not value Iraqi civilian lives and colluded to set the men free. Blackwater eventually lost its contract in Baghdad, but reformed under a different name to continue protecting U.S. diplomats in Iraq. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Serbian police arrested a war crime suspect today. He's wanted for the killing of at least 19 civilians in eastern Bosnia in the 1990s. This is NPR News. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo says a volcano has erupted in a sparsely populated area, threatening wildlife in a national park. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has the story.
Mount Nyamulagira erupted at dawn Saturday, sending red-hot lava spewing into surrounding Virunga National Park in eastern Congo. Experts warn that nearby Nyiragongo is the volcano to watch. Few people live in the immediate vicinity of Nyamulagira, though there was concern that lava was flowing towards a more densely populated area south of the volcano. Virunga is a World Heritage Park and home to 40 endangered chimpanzees and other animals. Threatened mountain gorillas live further east and were reported to be safe. Park and Congolese civilian and military authorities were assessing the risk of the volcano and monitoring the lava flow. Mount Nyamulagira, one of Africa's most active volcanoes, last erupted in 2006. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.
Evangelical pastor Rick Warren told members of his megachurch in California that the church was running a $900,000 deficit at the end of the year. Warren says the members responded by donating nearly $2.5 million within a couple of days, all from donations of under $100 each. Warren says the outpouring was all the more impressive given the economic hard times.
This last year, 2009, of course, was a year of recession with 10% of America out of work. We had 10% of our church family out of work.
Warren's Saddleback Church had similar fundraising blitzes for relief efforts after Hurricane Katrina and the Asian tsunami. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.